let's take a break from the news of the day to talk about the Academy Awards. It's time for our annual look at the Oscar nominees for Best Original Song. Here to help us do that is John Burlingame. He writes for Variety and teaches film music at the University of Southern California. John, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks, Jane. Nice to be here.
So let's get right to the music, John. This first song that we want to talk about is by Diane Warren, who's known in Hollywood for her many Oscar-nominated songs, including Celine Dion's Because You Loved Me and Aerosmith's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Her latest nominated song is Iosi, or Scene, from The Life Ahead. It's performed by Laura Pausini, who adapted the song into Italian with Niccolò Aliardi. Let's listen.
Quando tu finisci le parole, sto qui, sto qui. Forse a te ne servono due sole, sto qui, sto qui. Quando impari a sopravvivere e accetti l'impossibile, nessuno ci crede, io sì.
John, this song won a Golden Globe. Would you call it a front runner for the Oscar?
I do think it's a front runner for a number of reasons. First off, Diane Warren has been nominated 11 times in 33 years and never won. This is her 12th nomination. And she's probably the best-known songwriter in Hollywood. So for that reason alone, everybody is sort of rooting for her. But there is an asterisk here in the sense that this is a foreign language song at the end of the Sophia Loren movie, The Life Ahead. And foreign language lyrics have only won 3 times in the entire history of Oscar. So there is that might be a little bit of a concern, and we shall see what happens.
Well, the next song we want to talk about is Speak Now. It's co-written by actor and musician Leslie Odom Jr., who first became famous for his Tony-winning performances Aaron Burr in Hamilton. In the film One Night in Miami, Odom plays legendary singer Sam Cooke, but he also performs Speak Now, which he co-wrote with Sam Ashworth. Here it is.
Listen, brothers and sisters, listen, listen, listen. I swear we'll never find a way to where we're going. All alone, don't take your eyes off the road. Can you hear the bells ring out? Speak now. Speak now. Can you hear the angels sing loud?
John, tell us more about Speak Now. How does the song fit into the themes of the film One Night in Miami?
This is one of 3 songs that are nominated this year that are connected to 60s social justice issues that at the same time speak to the national conversation we're all having right now on the subject of race. So it's important in that sense. It comes at the end of One Night in Miami, and Leslie Odom Jr. is not only the singer and co-writer of the song, he's also nominated for Best Supporting Actor in that film. So that automatically ups his profile in terms of the voting membership of the Academy. I love this song. I think it's great. And I think if Diane Warren has competition this year, it's probably mostly from Speak Now.
One Night in Miami really speaks, as you say, to the racial reckoning that's been going on over the past year, as does Judas and the Black Messiah, which also has a song that's been nominated for an Oscar, Fight for You. It's performed by the artist Her. Let's listen to that.
Fatal for my brothers, fatal cause they judge us. Fatal from the others, fatal from the leaders that keep in us. Freedom gon' keep us strong. Freedom if you just hold on. Freedom ain't free at all. I'm gon' see you through. There's no one like you. Long as I'm standing, we could never lose.
John Judas and the Black Messiah is about the life and death of Black Panther leader Fred Hampton Jr., and it's been nominated for 5 other Oscars, including Best Picture. What are your thoughts about this song?
Well, Her is coming off a big win at the Grammys for Song of the Year, and so that is certainly an eyebrow raiser in terms of her visibility in this year's competition. The song comes at the very end of the movie, and I particularly like the sort of 70s soul sound that she invokes in terms of the instrumental background. I think it's a strong song. I think that Judas and the Black Messiah coming at the very end of the Oscar release season might face a bit more of an uphill battle than Speak Now or EOC. So I think we'll see, but certainly Her has a very high profile right now.
There's one more nominee from a historically based film. It's Hear My Voice from the Trial of the Chicago 7. The song is performed by British singer-songwriter Celeste, who wrote the song with Daniel Pemberton. Let's take a listen at that.
Hear my voice.
Another great one, John. We couldn't help but notice that Hear My Voice, as well as the other nominees we've been talking about, Fight For You and Speak Now and Seen, they're all about sort of being heard and being seen. They really seem to be reflective of the moment that we're in right now.
I think that's exactly right. One of the things that I love the most about Hear My Voice is that it has the feel and sort of atmosphere of a 60s protest song. And coming at the end of the trial of the Chicago 7, as it does, it feels like the right song for that era and at the same time for our era. I particularly love Celeste's vocal on it. And Daniel Pemberton, who's the composer of the score for the trial of the Chicago 7, worked the tune into the background music that he wrote. And so it has a kind of unifying feel at the very end of the movie. Mm-hmm.
Well, and for a complete change of pace here, we've got to talk about the final nominee, Husovic. It's from Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga, and is performed by Molly, My Marianne Sondin, and Will Ferrell. Let's take a listen.
I think Husovic is the wild card in this competition this year because it is the only comedic song in the 5. You know, when you have a line like where the whales can live because they're gentle people, it's a tip-off that not everything is serious here. But, number one, it's performed on screen. It is part of the drama. That song is really the climax of the movie and therefore automatically has, I think, a higher degree of interest for more voters. But on the other hand, it's a funny song. And there's only really been one comedic song that has won in the entire history of the Academy Awards. And I'm not sure anybody even remembers Man or Muppet from a few years ago. But it certainly the fact that there's nearly 10 million views on YouTube for the Husovic song suggests to me that you cannot count it out.
Well, there was an entire internet campaign in Iceland lobbying for this song to be nominated, right?
That's true, but I'm not quite sure what factor that might mean to most Academy voters here in Los Angeles.
So out of the 5 songs we've heard, John, what song or songs are you pulling for to win this year?
I've thought from the beginning that Diane's work is some of the best that she's done in ages, and I think there's so many people who are rooting for her in the Hollywood community that I still think that Diane Warren is the one to beat. But I would say you cannot count out Husovic, and Speak Now, I think, is also coming up fast because, number one, it's a great song, and number two, Leslie Odom Jr. is, frankly, someone that everyone knows. So I think, you know, it may well be a 3-way race to the finish.
Well, we've been talking about this year's nominees for the Best Original Song Oscar with John Burlingame, who teaches at USC and writes for Variety. The Oscars will be held on April 25th. John will be watching. You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
To see videos of all the nominated songs, go to hereandnow.org. Oh, and John mentioned the 2012 Best Original Song winner, Man or Muppet. Just in case you have forgotten it, here it is, performed by Jason Segel and Walter the Muppet.
Here I go again.